we go back to my condo. And we both take showers separately, one at a time. So I use kitchen cleanser on my hands to remove any kind of gunpowder or gun residue that would be on me, be on my hands or on my clothing. Tried to cut everything up and rip everything up into small pieces and put it in a bag. Took our shoes off before we came in there in socks, roll up our pants cuffs, you know. We picked up our shoes that were outside the sliding glass door and threw all this, we had all the stuff in the bag along with the gun that I took apart, took the barrel off of it and so on. The bullets that were in the box, the empty cartridges, and we jumped in a car and we drove towards Eastern. About this, that time, it was nothing but desert out there past his home, Jerry Lisner's home, and we did pass by it. Off of Eastern, and I looked down the street, and I didn't see anything. And we proceeded down Eastern, going to Sunset and further past that, which is strictly desert by this time in the airport. And we started throwing, Wayne started throwing stuff out of the window into the desert, you know. So it was scattered all over, and the gun, we pull over, and he got out, and he flung apart in one spot, and then we drove on a little further, and he flung a piece of the barrel somewhere else. So we got rid of all of that, the shoes and everything. Everything was in the desert. And then we drove back down Eastern. And as we looked down his street again, as one of us looked, we could see some kind of activity down there, which shouldn't have been there at that time in the morning or night. So we knew at that moment that he was discovered. And I come to find out later that his wife, after not hearing from him at her work, she became worried and went home to check on him. And she's the one who discovered him floating in the pool. This is what I heard. So with that, I take Wayne and I drive him to the airport and he flies out of there. And I kept the car, the work car. I moved it to another location because I was unsure if we brought any blood into that car. And the following day, as coincidental as it was, I bumped into Herbie Blitzstein, who was stealing with Peter Basil, and I sold him the work car. And about a week later, he got busted with the work car, because somebody told him about the work car. And they took the car from him, and they sort of went through it. They thought they found blood on the seat, which turned out to be chicken blood. I don't know where it come from. It might have been in there for years. But they found no evidence in the car to put the car with the murderer Lisner. But they were definitely on to me for this murder.